Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast today, brought to you by Your Network of Praise. Now, let's join the conversation.
Hi, you're listening to Your Network of Praise. This is Marcy. Now, you've heard Davis task me. Let's get to know some of our Christian artists, some of the people that we have heard over and over again on our station, but we don't really know them very well. So now I have snagged Benjamin William Hastings. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate you joining me.
Of course. Thank you so much.
The big conversation is super important. Try not to feel too much pressure. Are you in camp coffee or tea?
Oh, definitely coffee.
Yes. Okay.
Yes, 100%.
Amen, brother. You're on my side.
Just in my hands.
That's true. I didn't even think about that. You're like, yeah, that should have been a good indication. In your household, what does breakfast look like? What's your favorite breakfast? And I'm talking ideal, too. You know what I'm saying? Like your good breakfast.
Look, I'm actually really bad at eating breakfast. I know that's bad. So I normally will have a coffee and run. I will forever be a sucker for McMuffin. they're so good. Avocado toast. Like, I lived in Sydney for 10 years. I love a good avocado toast. And I also love, when I go home to Ireland, Mum just goes so crazy with breakfast. Like, you go down and there's just everything is on the table. Yeah. So I also do love that. Like a good home breakfast, like a fry with bacon and eggs, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Love it. Oh, and Ireland has really good breads that we don't really get over here. Like soda bread, potato bread. There's another one I'm forgetting, but it'll come back to me.
Yeah. That's awesome. I love that. Okay, so also, we are asking people, you know, our favorite artists, like what their favorite ice cream is. What's your go-to flavor?
Probably salted caramel. Mm. I think that's where I'm at the minute. Mm. We get this really good ice cream place beside our house, and it's dangerous. Mm. Like, but they also do like the craziest. So they have this one Cookie Monster, which is like, what even color is the Cookie Monster? It's like, I don't know how to describe it, that turquoisey kind of, like, it's such an intense color that it could not be good for you, but that is really good as well.
That's awesome. I would eat that. That sounds so good to me. Yeah. Okay, so I'm also asking our artists, because we are curious, like, we love listening to your music. Who do you listen to? What are the Christian artists that you're listening to right now? Who's on your playlist?
I mean, I love Lauren's new album. I love Brandon. I love Cody. Who else? I mean, there's so much amazing stuff out of the minute. Blessing, again. Yeah, I actually feel like it's a really amazing time for Christian music. There's so many great stuff out there. Another really good friend is Judah. I think his stuff's really cool and really honest. And I think there's a lot of good stuff happening at the minute.
Yeah. One thing, just so our listeners have it, because you're a relatively new artist, but so will I. We've played that on our station so many times, like almost 100 billion times. But you have a song that just recently came out with Blessing Offer as well. Could you tell me a little bit about that song? I really like it.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, that song was kind of crazy to make. So I did this record last year. It's super long, self-titled, it's 25 songs. And in it, I kind of go through all of these different things. I really wrestle with God a lot throughout the course of the record. But I knew at the end, I needed a song that kind of summarized the journey I'd been on and kind of where I landed, and do it through a lens of hope and positivity. And I feel like that's what this song is. It's like, and the thing I like about the resolve is that the resolve isn't like, well, everything's fine now. The resolve is like, oh no, I'm actually going to get through this. And maybe the best way to get through it is to remember who God is. There's this line in it, most days faith is climbing up a mountain that stayed. And I think that's kind of where I landed. But the beautiful promise of God is that, like, it's like, okay, maybe he doesn't always flick the mountain away, but he does promise to be the shepherd. And so, yeah, it was so fun. It was so good to do it with Blessing. He's amazing. I love him. At that time, I was finishing this song with a friend, Hank. I was having lunch with Brandon Lake, and he was like, have you heard this guy Blessing? He's coming on tour with me. And I was like, oh no, I've never. He's like, you need to check out his music. I listened to it. I'm blown away. And so I talked to the producer, Hank, and I was like, do you think he would come in and work with us? And he was like, well, I just did his EP. Like, maybe he would. And I was like, oh, of course you did. So he comes in, and the coolest bit about the whole story was, Blessing's like always, he's the hardest worker. Like, never has, like, he's booked months in advance, but he'd been keeping this one day free because he felt like something special was going to happen. And so he comes in, we have the best time, finish the song, we cut the vocal there and then. It was such a joy to have him a part of it, and he's such a talent.
Thank you for sharing that, because I love hearing how God works. Even in those small moments, you can hear that, okay, God led, yeah, that you guys were there together. I love hearing about that. I know that we're in a season where there are lots of people, just generally speaking, there's a lot of people dealing with anxiety and depression and discouragement just in general. So in your journey, in your walk, like, how has God spoken into your life about that? Like, what's on your heart about that kind of thing?
It's something that in our household has kind of been a thing that we've dealt with for a while. My wife had really bad anxiety for a long time. Thankfully, she's doing a lot better. And then I went through, kind of even predating a lot of the pandemic, and then definitely through it, anxiety, depression. Like, and I'd never really experienced depression. And to be honest, at the time, I didn't even realize that's what it was. It took a bit of reflection and hindsight to be like, oh no, you were very depressed. Mm-hmm. It was a real journey. Like, it was a journey for me to work through that. There was a moment, we were on tour in South America, and there was like a lot of people there, all passionate. There was like one of the shows where there was like 25,000 people, and they're there and they're singing and they're passionate. And at the time, I'm up there singing So Will I. In my mind, I'm like wrestling with God. I have a lot of questions. I'm depressed. Like, I'm really struggling. And I felt like such a imposter. I was like, oh, if these people knew what was going on inside my mind right now, they wouldn't want me doing this. And it really spun me out. It actually sent me into like a further sort of depression and spiral. And a lot of my record is really about me trying to work through that, feel okay about it. And I think where I landed was somewhere around this song was, it was like, oh, I wasn't being a fraud. It's like I was exercising faith. What I realized was there's a line in one of the songs, Homeward, which is like, faith isn't fearless, it's trusting when you fear the most. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where I realized I landed. It's like maybe me standing up there when I didn't have it all together in my mind, when I was like, when I really was like broken and like very human in that moment. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's as opposed to me pretending as something I wasn't, because that's not what I was trying to do. It was me exercising faith and being like, God, I actually don't know right now, but I trust that you do. It took a long time for me to work to that place. And I wrote a lot of songs trying to get there. And some of them are not on the other side. Like, some of them are very honest and they feel like, oh, wow, this guy's lost it. And then some of them, they're like this one, like that's the thing. It's like, oh, okay, we can breathe again. Like, there's some level of hope here.
I really love that. I honestly do, because we need people to be raw and authentic, because it is a part of your walk. It just is. So I really appreciate that. And I'm glad you landed where you did so you can keep creating the music that you're doing. I really like it. I really like it. So thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate you. It's been really nice getting to know you.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast by Your Network of Praise. We enjoy bringing a variety of conversations your way about important topics or events. We hope you'll share these with your friends and family, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast by linking to our page at ynop.org, so you'll always be informed when there are new conversations ready for your enjoyment. To find out more about Your Network of Praise, go to ynop.org or visit us on Facebook.